So it's me and Lily, and we're here to talk about 5050.me, our new reading and movie challenge, right?
Yes, it's our challenge and yours.
Okay, so let's talk about like exactly A, what it is. Go ahead and tell people what it is.
A, it is a challenge where you read 50 books and watch 50 new movies, meaning new to you, over the course of the calendar year. So you got to get it all done by January 1st, 2013.
Yeah, and for such a simple rule base, we've gotten a lot of questions. So I kind of wanted to address some of those too. Because you'd think like 50 books, 50 movies, like that's it. That's all you have to say. Like 1 year, do it. But we've been getting a lot of questions.
Yeah, and since our customer service line isn't set up yet.
Well, we haven't hired anyone yet to do that. We need an intern. So I had a question for you. Is A, like we've already sort of X'd out picture books.
Picture books are only acceptable. We welcome children in the challenge. I think it's a really cool thing for families to do. So I feel like, you know, if you've got a 10-year-old and they want to do the challenge, it's fair to have them read, you know, picture books, have them read middle grade books. But if you are over the age of 12, I think we're going to really ask that you challenge yourself a little bit more. That's the whole point of it.
Right.
Is pushing your limits. Like a lot of people have asked me like, you know, 50 books, that's a lot. How am I going to do that? Well, that's why it's called the 50-50 challenge and not another year of reading, you know?
Because 10-10 would have been underachieving.
Yeah, although not for some of my friends. So I'm excited. People have been really enthusiastic. I think one of the things people are really confused about is if they have to have a blog. And you do not have to have a blog. You do not have to have a blog.
But I do think that you should keep track of what you're reading somehow.
Like, oh, definitely.
I know you have a book diary. I have like a Google spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Right? Like you should keep track of it.
I think it's a good idea to keep track because it's, first of all, it's really fun to see what you've done, you know, what you've read and how far along you are. And the fun with if you do have a blog is that other people can follow along with what you're reading and watching and recommending.
Right. I mean, because we want other people to do this too so that they will tell us awesome books that we can also read. Right. And I was thinking we should actually try to coordinate one or two books every couple of months that we're reading at the same time.
That's a great idea.
As I like in that. Me, you, and whoever else wants to do it.
I love that. I think that's a really good idea. Yeah. Yeah, and you can read anything that you want. I mean, if you have kind of crappy taste in books and you're going to, you know, read...
Oh, pray. Give me an example.
You know, if you're going to delve into the Twilight series, if you're going to...
I love Twilight.
If you want to read the the Dan Brown oeuvre.
Right.
I don't even know how to pronounce that word, but I will know by the end of this challenge.
Okay. What about graphic novels?
I think graphic novels should be fair game. I think they are a lot of work. I think people know what should count as a book. I mean, if you read a book like Persepolis,
yeah.
That to me is a piece of literature. It is a book experience. But I feel like everybody can kind of create sub-rules of what they think is fair for themselves. I mean, I'm sure there are people who would be wanting to read 50 novellas. And if you want to do that and cut your corners that way, like, do your thing.
Yeah, I actually find it interesting because... You know, I think we're starting this sort of on personal accountability, like knowing that like I'm going to read 50 books that are books versus like trying to get to that number. But as soon as you sort of put up this achievement, people start immediately sort of looking for like, what are the rules and how do I get to 50?
That is true. I noticed that too. I feel like the first thing that happened is people started asking for shortcuts. Like,
yeah.
You know, can a long book count as two books? And like, do I actually have to read the books? No, yes, just freaking look at the cover page and that counts as
skimming.
Reading.
We had a question about skimming.
Yeah, I mean, it's like
skimming is not the same as reading. And like TV movies.
Just like thinking about working out is not the same as working out.
Well, it works for me. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some of the other questions that people have had. As far as meetups and how to find people in your area, I mean, hopefully people are telling their friends about it and they can start getting groups together in different cities. And we're looking at doing a launch party here in San Diego where we started out.
Oh, good. It'll be like me and you.
Yeah, you mean...
We're practically having a launch party now.
This is the launch party.
You're all invited.
I'm trying to think, are there any other questions that people have asked you? I think like one of the things that I was surprised people were asking about is reading versus rereading.
Hmm.
And I think there is value to rereading books, but that's not what this challenge is about.
Right.
Like to me, it's about exploring new movies, exploring, you know, of course I have my favorite movie and I could watch it 50 times, but that wouldn't be challenging myself, you know?
What do you think is going to happen at the end of this? I mean, have you read 50 books in a year before? Obviously, yes.
No, I think the most I've gotten to is the 40s.
In the 40s. Yeah. As an adult.
Yeah, I'm sure I've read 50 like as a kid in a year. Right. But yeah, no, I've never done anything like this. And for me, actually, the bigger challenge is the movie side. I think watching 50 movies is going to be a genuine challenge for me.
Oh, that's going to be cake for me. I watch 50 movies like in the theater every year anyway, so it's fine. But yeah, I mean, I guess people do have sort of various, you know, they're like, I'm not going to be good at the movie half. I'm not going to be good at the reading half.
I'm curious to see what people end up saying.
Should we have just done 100 so that people can just like mix and match?
No, I think 50-50. Because I think a lot of it is about the idea that, you know, someone once told me this years ago, I was being total book snob, and I was like, oh, you know, I read books, I don't watch movies. You know, and she was like, they really complement each other. Like, you need to be doing both to get that full cultural experience, and I think that's totally true. And so I think it's, you got to do it in equal parts.
You know, what I also think is interesting is that, you know, when you're young and you have, like, the scholastic book lists, you know, that kind of thing, and if you're already a reader, then, like, you're always trying to, like, double it. You're like, I'm going to double it. This actually happened a lot during, like, I just finished NaNoWriMo or whatever in November, and, like, people were like, I'm going to double it. I'm going for 100,000.
Wow.
I was like, wow. Like,
those are the manuscripts that used to get sent to me, and I wanted to cry. If you're a writer, do not write 100,000 words. No one wants to read it.
It could be really good, though. I just did that. Thanks a lot.
I'm just kidding. Did you really?
No. I couldn't even make it to 50, barely. Yeah.
That's so funny. But I think you're right, though. Like, with the book clubs, you know, all those summer reading challenges they'd have at the library to keep us out of trouble before the internets were invented. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there was this enthusiasm for reading that we just don't have anymore. We don't get excited to read. Like, when I talk to people about the fact that I read, I mean, it shouldn't even be a topic of conversation, but it is. So I was like, this is Lily. She reads a lot. Or people walk into my house and they're like, God, you have a lot of books. You know, like, you'd think there were, like, knives. God, you have a lot of knives all over your house.
This challenge is not aimed at those people.
I know, like, but it's that whole idea of bringing enthusiasm and kind of getting your hands on every, you know, as kids, we would get our hands on any book we could, you know?
And you never had that conversation. You never, like, to your eighth grade best friend, like, you know, hey, what are you reading? Because you just, you're all reading everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's true. So it really just says something about us as adults that we just don't consume enough that we have to, like, actively talk about it. And it's like, we have to put a prize out there for, like, watching movies and doing books. And, like, these are things people should be doing anyway, right?
They should be. But we're here to support you for doing what you should be doing anyway.
Right.
But I think 50 is a genuine challenge because I think if you had nothing else to do but sit around and read and watch movies, then that would be awesome. But for a lot of the people who are signing up, they're professionals with, like, you know,
you
full jobs and
money. is that just a jab at my lifestyle?
You gotta double it. It's the 100-100 for John. The rest of us are doing 50-50. No, but I'm impressed by the people that I'm seeing signing up. These are people who have, you know, serious jobs and are raising families, and they're like, you know what, I'll give it a shot. And I think that's,
you students. Know, there's really some cool people who are, like, in master's programs and they want to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, that's, like, a lot of reading.
Yeah. But I'm excited. And I think you reset the bar by doing that. I think you just end up seeing what you're capable of doing if you prioritize it. That's what I think we're asking people to do.
Okay.
Asking them to ask themselves to do.
Right. Help yourselves. And what I really like about the challenge is that, you know, it's doing something together, but you're really alone, which is really our favorite activities. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
my sister said that to me the other day. She's like, do you realize all your social activities, you go in public to be alone? She's like, you'll go to a coffee shop, but with a book. She's like, or you'll go to yoga class where you're, like, not supposed to talk to anybody.
Yeah, no.
So this is the challenge for you. If you are introvert, but you like to be in public places, this is the challenge for you. I mean, to make it interesting, I think we want to suggest themes, which John refers to as majors. That was one idea he had. And the rules, I'm trying to remember what all your rules were for majors. But, you know, we're not talking, you know, majors back in college were something you were kind of forced to hurry up and grab. And and most people kind of weren't really excited about their majors. But we want you to pick something you're excited about. So maybe that something is Ryan Gosling. You want to major in Ryan Gosling, you go for it.
Major meaning, like, most of his work. And I think you should definitely say minor. Because, like, a minor for just watching a few of them.
Right.
Because I kind of miss college. Not really, but a little bit, you know? So I feel like if you're majoring in a certain director for a movie, you can watch all his movies. versus just like one of them and like, oh, I kind of like him. But just I feel like I want to take this opportunity and just dive into like, I want to read the science fiction series. I'm going to read all 14 of them.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And that's going
to
cover it.
And it's cool because you'll get a chance to see kind of how someone's work, the you know, the range that they have. Because I feel like we tend to consume people in bits and pieces, you know, whether it's an author or a director or an actor. So there's more detail about that suggestion and what the rules are for getting your major and your minor on the website.
What other things are we going to do to make it fun and exciting?
I think we're going to have some guest bloggers. We're going to possibly some guest podcasters talking about
that'd be awesome.
What's going on with their 50-50.
Guest podcasters. I'll get that set up.
Maybe we'll have some virtual book clubbing. So we definitely are going to offer you enthusiasm, encouragement, training tips, how to stretch before you have a movie marathon.
How long do you think people are going to dedicate to this per week? I was trying to calculate it out. Like a movie's like 2 hours, a book maybe 5-6 hours.
I don't think people, because I think like in NaNoWriMo, don't you pace yourself a certain way? See, I don't think people are going to pace themselves. I think what's going to happen, for example, with me is I will have like a day when I just pick 3 movies and sit down and bang them out, you know?
I had a question about television series. Do those count?
No.
No.
They're not a movie, are they?
So when we watch Mad Men, nothing?
Kidding. Nothing. Zero. Your other consumption habits, magazines, TV, radio, whatever, that's part of your cultural life. But this is about books and film. And
film. Okay.
And we're going to call it film, not movies, because that makes us sound cooler.
Oh, does it? Because all our advertising says movies.
I know, I'm just kidding. I'm just being...
I mean, we can.
I'm just being an intellectual snob.
Okay. Literature and film.
Literature and film.
Yeah, lowbrow literature the finest. And film. Let's check back again in a while.
Yeah, and let us know what you guys are reading and what you're lining up for January 1st. I'm excited to hear what people are going to hit the ground running with.
Perfect.
All right.